Hello and welcome to another Wednesday vlog. So I'm still thinking about the Nature Therapy conference that is now going to be a little over a week and a half ago for you guys. But it's been a lot on my mind. I think that what the Wilderness Tribe created with this conference is amazing. And in fact, what Wilderness Tribe as a company, as a group of individuals, have done is incredible. And it's made me, and I've been thinking on what lessons can I learn from the approaches they take. Because they've gone from being a small two-person company all the way through to hosting a conference with international reach, which is fantastic. And I think the number one thing that I'm taking away, the very first thing, is that they have a singular vision. They began with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey says. They started with, okay, these are the problems, we want to be part of the solution. We want to help men, we want to help build community, and we want to build skills as well. And they started with that, and everything after that has been in some ways a laser focus. What is, if we go back to my previous video on this, what is the social purpose? What are they, what sort of change are they seeking to achieve in the world? And there was this heavy focus on that. And once you have a vision that's that concrete, then it informs everything else. Whenever you're faced with a decision, you can go, okay, does this line up with the vision that I have for what do? Does it help us for further our core aim? Does it help us do more for with our target audience or target market? They were able to employ heavily targeted ads because they knew exactly who they wanted to help. So they were able to, and if you want to listen to my full interview with Chris, I'll link that as well below. But they were, where he describes this, he describes how laser targeted they made the ads. They knew exactly what time the person is going to, their target person is going to be logging on, what kind of things they're looking for, what to say to attract them. And then once in the program, they can change their lives. So there's the first thing, and possibly the most important thing I've seen. Second thing that I've taken away from it is their focus on longevity, on the long term, on taking things further so that they reach what their goals. So there was no short-sighted thinking here. It was, what I've gathered, it's very much, okay, we're going to start off with funding. We're going to get funding bids. And at that point, there's always a point when funding bids run out, and it's difficult to get continuation funding. And so they recognized quite early that to be a sustainable business, they needed an arm that brought investment into the company, and that really solidified, and I think will help them in the future, because they said straight out in the conference that actually the conference is there in part to change lives and to bring the message across to other people, but it's also to generate income so they can continue doing the work that they're doing. There's no point in setting everything up, starting to change people's lives, getting people involved, spending all their time and effort, and then the funding erupts, the funding disappears, and everything collapses. You need to be thinking about longevity, which again goes back to that previous episode. So there's the first two things, is get a vision and realize that you need to look for the long term. How can you build your brand sustainably? How can you run as a business sustainably long term? And the third thing, and I think this is the real secret of success, is the whole community that I've built around it. They found the right people for the right job, and people who believed in what they do, understood business. People with all sorts of different business skills came together, and they've built something that will have longevity, that will continue to change many lives in the long term. It's not a short-term thing. It's not just a small one-person band. It is a movement. And I think that is fantastic. But you've got to step out, find the right people, bring the right people in, and start building a team, start building a tribe. So there you go. Those are my big three takeaways from the success of Wilderness Tribe. I think they're absolutely fantastic. I'll leave links and everything to my full interview with Chris, one of the founders, in the description below. Just check them out. As a reminder, if you enjoy these YouTube videos but don't always have the time to tune in, do remember that I have them released on the Bracken Outdoors podcast as well. So you can go and listen there on your favorite podcast player and get all of this information while you're on the go, while you're driving, while you're doing the dishes, while you're cleaning tarps, all there, ready to go. With that, thank you so much for listening. Make the most of every day, and I'll see you next time.